When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Bob Zaney and Nick Hoff in studio, plus Bird Hunter, three kids, and no booze. It's all next.
There's our engineer, Ace Cosby.
Hello, friend.
Ace, recently soundly defeated in an eating competition.
It wasn't a competition.
The winner, of course, sidekick Josh Arnold.
Thank you very much.
Ace
Thank
maintains you. He wasn't clear on the rules, had no idea what was going on.
Rematch.
No. I'm not interested.
You don't play by the rules.
Man, apparently a simpleton. I'll just move on.
Basically, yeah.
Now, the room's gotten a lot more handsome.
Thank
since
you.
Early this
you
morning.
Made it for
that. Oh, thank you. we have been joined by comedian Nick Hoff. He's in Louisville at the famous Caravan. Bob Zaney, legendary comedian, is right over there, sitting next to
Thank
Josh
you.
Arnold. That's Christy Lee. I'm Tom. Welcome back to the program. Happy to be here, of course. And now, Bob, I understand you're moving from Los Angeles, California, where you were born and raised, moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, the demographics are changing in L.A. My wife and I, for 4th of July, went to get some hot dogs and apple pie, and they were in the ethnic food section.
There's a joke.
Yes, sir. That isn't a joke. That's a truism. That's
but
hilarious.
And the crime's getting so bad there. In fact, we've got a new security system. We play Fox News 24/7, so everybody thinks we have a gun.
I see.
But you think I'm kidding. Neighbors watch MSNBC, been robbed 4 times. So it works. I mean, we used to be able to put the key to the house underneath the mat in the front porch.
Yeah.
Now Matt's a homeless guy living there.
How's Matt
changing.
Doing?
It's changing.
Come on, Matt.
Yeah.
Bob Zaney, everybody. That's great. Now, we have Nick Hoff. What does the cap say? I can't see it from here.
I believe it's just John Deere.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow. It's a bright orange orange and camo John Deere.
But it's sort right. of split halfway down the middle.
Yeah, I like it. It's different looking, right?
Yeah. It's cool.
It's not bad.
It's Tom, nice. Your thoughts on that hat?
He'd never wear it.
No. Huh?
Not
and
a fan?
And what sort of judgment have you gathered about Nick for wearing
Nick's
that?
Nick's a hunter, maybe?
No, it's fine. No, I couldn't see it. It's the logo.
I love how you assume
that's
not
effective
farming.
Camouflage, if you ask me.
Yeah, there you go.
No, wearing camouflage, you got to be a hunter.
That's correct.
Yes.
You've got it.
Oh, are you a hunter?
Yeah. Okay. Birds, not deer, so I don't need the orange.
Good. I hate birds. Good.
Oh, jeez.
Screw the birds. Chick. Named Chick.
Wait, world of irony, Nick.
Pick off your hummingbirds? Is that what you do, Chick? Is that you?
I hate birds.
Love birds.
Birds are stupid. They serve no purpose.
They're from the dinosaur chick.
Send those emails to Josh. That's who's talking right now.
Not at all. Everybody knows I love birds.
Everybody knows.
Yes.
You're pro-bird?
Yeah, very.
Are you telling me you're pro-bird?
You guys know this.
Of course.
I've talked about it a lot. I would be a bird watcher if I had more time. And
he's a bird watcher.
And you could have someone push you around on some kind of...
Yes, if the rascal could go through the forest,
if you had an all-terrain rascal,
yes,
you go.
All you have to do is put up a bird feeder, and you'll have birds.
I have it. My mom just gave me a hummingbird feeder.
Does it work?
How about a bird bath? You guys like a bird bath?
I have two bird baths.
I think bird baths are disgusting. Well, that explains it. That's where my hatred of birds started. How disgusting bird baths are.
Tom, do you have a bird bath?
The bird crap on them.
I do not have a bird bath.
Mm. Good.
But, the birds are all over the place.
Sure.
They always come to you. They're always around.
And the classic.
You really don't need
like
to go
Cinderella
look for
Cinderella or whichever one.
And the classic observation is you may not think birds are smart, and yet they know to poop the white poop on the black car and the black poop on the white car. Not sure how they figured that out, but it's an old observation. I'm merely repeating.
You know, birds can't control when they just happen.
And actually, the white is the urine, and the dark is the
poop. There you go.
What?
There you go.
And they do both at the same time.
Really? Knows, I didn't know that.
Everybody knows that bird is the worst.
I'm never having a
bird. Everybody goes,
everybody's
please stop.
The bird.
Please stop.
The trash man.
A great song that drove parents
crazy.
This
is Hoff's fault. He's the bird hunter.
Well... It was learning so much from you guys.
It was your hat.
Like, oh, look, a bird. There we go.
What do you go for? Duck?
Duck, goose, and pheasant.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Duck.
It sounds like a kid's game.
Chick was ducking.
Duck, goose, and feather.
Do you ever, you eat your...
Yeah, yeah, sometimes.
I've done this. You bite into it, and there, you get a
beak.
Yeah, you bite into the pellet.
You bite into the pellet. Wow, is that rough.
First time you do that, then you're just like, okay,
you've really done that before?
Yeah, I have. And after the next bite, you chew like this. Little tiny
kid. Real careful.
Yeah, because...
Why not use a metal detector before you eat it? Yeah. Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
That would save a lot of time. And it'd be fun,
Bob,
little project with the kids.
Take that to
Shark
the TV.
I'm an idea guy.
Yeah, there you go, on Shark Tank.
Well, I'm here.
You're at a restaurant, you wave this wand over your duck.
I don't know much about hunting. Is right now a certain season for birds?
No.
Okay.
No, not specifically.
So we're off season right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's mostly winter.
And I know deer hunters cover themselves in deer urine to track the deer. Do you cover yourself in bird urine?
Yes, the white. The white is the urine.
The birds think he's a big, filthy bird.
No, it's also SPF 65.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
not a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
There's an odor. But
So what do you don't shoot till you see the whites of their urine? Is that
that's what you look for?
Now, you're a family man.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Just had my third child.
All right.
Oh, congrats.
I appreciate it. That's too many, though, right?
Well,
Tom, your thoughts?
Tom?
I don't know. Bring it up publicly. Find out.
I have seven.
Seven?
Yeah. Seven.
Which is too
what,
much.
Why?
Seven kids,
well,
no waiting.
Because
that's
he cares about the environment.
Yeah, you need to kind of... Hmm? You had four, and then you had three. There's a big gap between them. It's not like you had seven at home all at once.
Right. They're not all living with you now.
Right.
Tom, do you feel eight is enough?
Oh, very clever.
You got to have the eighth just to do that joke.
Yeah. You got to have eight.
And then you have to have two more so we can make just the ten of us jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the problem is I live in Los Angeles like Bob, and we've got a one-bathroom apartment we live in.
Whoa.
And both boys are potty training now, so we just got four active butts going for one toilet. That's too many.
Oh, yeah.
How old are the boys?
Five and three.
Okay.
Okay.
Where do you live in L.A.?
Culver City?
Nobody cares about the inside L.A.
I actually do.
Geographic.
Well, this has been L.A. Beat with Bob and Nick.
Back to the attempt at getting...
You go to that Vons over there?
I just went to Culver City last week. I was at Sony.
No one cares. Is the new baby a boy or a girl?
Girl. So okay. I got the two boys and a girl, and now I can cut it.
Okay. Are you going to get a vasectomy?
That's the plan, but I'm nervous.
You should be. It's incredibly painful. Horrible. Learn from me, son.
Oh,
worst mistake of my life.
Here, you guys.
No, don't be nervous. Right. Mr. Zini over there does those. He'll perform that for you.
No, actually,
he offered when
West
I pulled
Covina,
up. He didn't know who I was.
Covina,
he's like, I'll
vasectomy
cut it
clinic.
For you.
No, actually, they do them at the Vons in Culver City. So check
good,
that
good.
Out.
Right.
10 years down the road, you'll want your VAS.
Hello?
Yeah.
A little too serious. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, congratulations on the new baby.
Appreciate it.
Can we ask what the baby's name is, or is that private?
May.
Oh, lovely.
No, no, seriously, what's the kid's name?
He was telling you, you may ask what the name is.
Is that weird, M-A-E?
No, that's my daughter's.
That's
one of my daughter's middle names because it was my grandmother's name.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah,
it's
a lovely family name.
Real dumb.
Real dumb. You're an idiot.
Yeah, if it was...
Like, I don't know, I'm an idiot.
Was she born in May?
She actually was.
Oh. Something.
Yeah, but coincidentally, like when we were having our first child, we wrote down boy names and we had one girl name, and that was it. We didn't write any new material.
And the boys, of course, are named August and
September.
Sure. September, beautiful name for a boy.
Now, see, because some people name it after either the time or the place where the baby was conceived. So, you know, back of a Volvo Junior.
Oh, is his dad back of a Volvo?
Wow, you're just really not even trying anymore. Looking out the window, Steve. You know,
Tom has a point. My uncle did something similar. He named my cousins after the cities they were conceived in. There's truck stop, Ferris wheel, and prison. They're really, you should. Now, Ferris wheel suffers from vertigo.
Oh, isn't that ironic?
That's a joke, Ace.
Ferris wheel, you'd really have to be.
You'd have boy. To pull.
That'd you'd be, have to have the canopy locked or something, right?
Yeah, that,
well, you'd have
a lot of things can go wrong. I'm sorry. So, okay. Nick Hoff is here with us. Nick, three kids, good for you, and living in a little apartment. And,
yep, it's wow. It's cozy living. But
I assume your wife, that's a full time job, just raising those three kids, right?
Yes, she hates me.
So you're, time. And then you have to leave town and go do comedy on the road.
You get to leave town. And
you know what? Yeah. I do it so much, though, that it's not like a relief. It's actually kind of a bummer. Mm. So I actually have them with me on the road this summer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we get in the minivan and we go.
All right.
That's the baby? Right.
Oh, the baby.
Are they out in the parking lot right
they're,
now?
They're, I left the AC running.
Have you thought about getting a pool for the top of the minivan?
I heard about that on the way down.
It's a good idea.
Good for you. Good for you. Taking them on the road. That's fun.
That's life experience.
Once again, we have father of three, Nick Hoff, hanging out with us. I've got a tip for you, by the way.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, good. Let me write this down.
Well, Tom loves giving tips, and I think advice. I nailed this earlier. It's like someone giving advice on fire protection, standing in the middle of a burning house.
Yeah.
That's the way Tom gives advice.
Go ahead, buddy. Seven kids. You have three now.
Yes.
And you're a little concerned about the diaper thing. Here's what you do. You go outside, take the garden hose,
okay.
And just shove it in the back. When the water is finally clear, you're done.
That's how you know?
Yeah. Back to you, Christy.
For those of you who don't like to imbibe in alcohol but love to hang with friends, boozeless bars are out there.
Dumb.
Pop's Blue Moon Bar in St. Louis is an alcohol-free watering hole where people can meet and mingle.
Man, this is the worst place I've been to since that stripless club.
Nothing going on here.
The bar goes booze-free on Saturdays, featuring live music with non-alcoholic craft beers from Well-Being Brewing, so-called mocktails, and other options for those of you who don't like alcohol.
There you go. You know,
the condom machine doesn't get a lot of use. I'll say that.
How's she going to think I'm handsome if she's still sober?
It's just a bunch of nervous people standing around.
Boy, at closing time, she looks just like she looked when she walked in. I was reading a couple weeks ago. I'd never heard of this until a couple weeks ago. What did you just call it?
Mocktails?
No, craft.
Craft.
Alcohol-free
free beers.
Craft beer.
Yes.
Is now a thing.
Okay,
sure.
So, what?
Yeah. Because it's about the taste. Because, I mean, obviously some of these craft beers, they really go out of their way to make sure that they have a really great, interesting taste.
They do.
Those that don't want to drink alcohol. I hadn't heard of it until recently. So
you know, I didn't believe it until Bob just told me they do. And I,
Thank you.
Thank
you. Now, I had this very beautiful woman come up to me, and she said, do you want to go to this place? They have like 250 different beers on tap. And I said, I'd tap that. Anyway,
Ace, you
long way to go.
When you tell a joke like that, a cricket gets its wings.
You know what?
Good line.
Did you notice that?
You can have that for your little show.
When Bob said, I'd tap that, everyone turned and looked at Ace. Every one of us.
Is that like a joke you would do?
Yes!
I would do it better, though.
No. Really?
He doesn't lack confidence.
Christy did
how about
say
this? Here's another Ace Cosby.
All right.
Cosby joke. Ace? I went to KFC and ate 12 pieces of chicken because it's been on my bucket list.
Wait a minute. It's dueling.
I know.
There we go. Back and forth.
I know a chicken that went to a KFC.
Oh, really?
He wanted to see chicken strip.
Boy, did he get a rude awakening.
His comes with sound effects.
I know. I don't have
it. Didn't help.
That was to cover the silence.
I didn't hit the button quick enough.
Yeah. Is this an all ages place, you think? Can 16-year-olds go?
It doesn't say that. I don't know.
I think it's an adult.
Okay.
They don't have alcohol, but I'm assuming they would. Yeah, that it would have to.
Well, how could they say 18 plus or anything? Like 21 plus. You can't. It's no alcohol.
I don't know.
Kids could work there.
They can probably say whatever they want.
That's just a clever spin on somebody that couldn't get a liquor license. That's all that is.
That's pretty good.
But you got to think of the competition. You got to compete with places that serve booze and let people throw axes.
Yeah.
So you got to.
Josh and I were just talking about that.
We sure were.
Yep.
Going to go.
Are you going? Have you been there yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, I want to go. We're going. That could be fun.
It's 2 minutes from my house.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm bringing the picture of Tom. Oh. See what I did?
Oh, boy. He's just grunting at me.
No,
that's no good.
That's some sparkling wit.
So you would never throw axes.
Another cricket got its wings.
I can't wait to make that line my own.
I don't know why that just came over me.
Why not?
Speaking of coming over people.
Yes.
Here's Christy.
Hey.
Oh, man. It's like a well-oiled machine.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.